Okay, first things first, in this week's episode of At Casual, we have to say parental advisory needed? Is that, this is explicit.
Explicit content.
Yes. If you have children, young children in the car, maybe wait till you drop them off at school. I mean, we're not grotesque by any means.
No, it's not too nasty. Maybe a few choice words here and there.
It's mostly the subject matter. Yeah, there's a couple choice words. But the subject matter is that I have a question of a topic that keeps coming up in my life where I'm hearing these stories of straight men sending explicit photos to gay men. And I'm just wondering, does that mean they're gay or are they still straight? Or is it, yeah, what is it about?
Listen up.
Here we go. Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
If a straight man sends a gay man a dick pic, is he gay?
Well, technically, you wouldn't be gay until you either put your penis inside that gay man or let that man put his penis inside of you.
Okay, that was descriptive.
But, I mean, it is kind of gay.
I just am like thinking about, okay, if I found out that my boyfriend was sending dick pics to a gay man, it would make me wonder. First of all, I would be upset because obviously.
Yeah, if your boyfriend was sending dick pics
to anyone. So let's say, okay, if a straight friend of mine is sending dick pics to a gay man, I would be like, well, do we need to talk about some things?
Well, if it's like, what if it's their best friend though?
Okay, doesn't make a difference to me. Okay, well, the reason I'm bringing this up is because it has become a very common topic amongst my gay friends that I have now found out that this happens all of the time.
Except this gay friend. It never has happened to me.
Are you sure you're gay?
I mean, I have been a few times. I'm the gayest.
So I have heard this story multiple times from gays of mine. And then I started doing some research and I'm like, well, because what is going on here? Most of the guys sending them pictures are in fact in other relationships with women. So it's very common. And I read a couple articles about this too. Do you know what they said that the reason was?
No.
Validation.
That makes sense.
So on thecut.com, I read an article and it said that this doesn't necessarily mean that straight men are gay. It just means that they know that the one place that they can go to receive validation for their genitalia is a gay man.
Well, but what if the gay man writes back, ooh, damn. Like,
well, I guess
it ain't good.
That would be a sad day.
Yeah. You better stop sending your dick pics to gays.
Yeah.
They got high standards.
Well, right. And that's the thing is like, I definitely, when I think of my gay friends that this has happened with, I'm like, well, the truth is if I'm looking for the truth about an outfit or like, do I look fat in this? They're the ones I'm texting.
True.
So they speak the truth.
Yeah. But yeah, I just don't, I'm not big on sending dick pics anyway. But I don't know that I'd be like, hey, does my dick look good?
Well, right. I mean, but you're a gay man, so maybe you just feel like more confident in that or something. Okay, so what they said on thecut.com, Trent, who's 27, who is gay.
They're all named Trent, aren't
they? Well, it's like Trent Asterisk. So is that his, that's his fake name?
Fake name.
They should have just said anonymous.
Anonymous.
So Trent, 27, who is gay, regularly receives dick pics from his friend Will, who is straight and has a girlfriend. He says, at the time, I thought he was trying to hint to me that he was interested in doing things, he said. I later found out that he just likes showing off. Well, they said that, you know, these men, it's not necessarily normal anymore or like very common that men are in locker rooms, which I don't really, this is weird to me, but that men are in locker rooms where they could compare themselves to other guys. And then when you're with your female partner, like she's not going to tell you like, oh, you're dick. You know what I mean? It's not like girls aren't like that. I mean, it's actually kind of like annoying to me how much you guys are into your dicks.
Yeah, I mean, guys love their dicks.
Yeah, and you guys need validation like, oh, it's the best one or, oh, it's the biggest one.
Well, everybody knows that theirs isn't the biggest or the best.
Huh, interesting.
But, I mean, there's guys that definitely want to think that theirs is.
Okay, well, I'm still flabbergasted by this, and I don't know that The Cut gave me the full answer. So we have now brought in an anonymous guest.
Hello.
Anonymous, hello.
Hey.
So he's here to tell us about his own personal experiences with straight men. You're a gay man, correct, Anonymous?
I sure am.
Okay. So you want to tell us about your personal experience with straight men sending you nude pics. Tell us more.
I have, yeah. So a friend of mine, 100% straight, married to like pretty girl. We met through a friend of a friend, and we didn't, it was like a client relationship.
Okay.
It didn't start off as a friendship.
Okay.
And we became close, and we're kind of close in age, and it just kind of happened organically, but he would like semi flirt with me. And then it got to a point where he would ask like really weird questions, like, can you come over and like clean out my neckline? Or
like a buzz my neck?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Which I was, that's kind of weird, right? Like you're straight. I think
there's a, like, it's a little sensual. It's
exactly. Like, it's not. Like,
I want to come over and play video games.
Yeah. Right. It's like, okay.
You're like, I'm not a barber.
Imagine this anonymous person playing video games.
Actually, okay. That, we'll talk about that later. Okay. I love video games. But
a gamer, G-A-Y-M-E-R.
Oh, exactly. Okay.
The whole thing.
Wow.
So it went from there. Like that was just one example of a photo came through and it wasn't an actual dick pic.
Describe, like, please.
It was shorts with no underwear, gray shorts.
But what was the context of the photo? Was he like, what do you think of these shorts? And you're like, oh, I can see your dick through them.
Yes.
Like he was asking if the shorts looked good on him, or was it just like he randomly sent a photo?
No, it was, well, he randomly sent the photo, but he was asking about the shorts, but it was random. Like we weren't talking about.
He's like, do you like these shorts? And by the way, how does my penis look?
No, he didn't say that. Yeah, what did he say?
But he had to have known that his dick was like.
Of course he knew.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I showed you the photo.
100% like, I saw like, the photo.
I mean, it was full.
Although
blown.
You're anonymous, we just met.
Yeah.
Beep.
I mean, full blown. Like there was no.
You could see
I almost
his religion.
Think it was erect. Okay, but I know. You know, I'm having issues here with this story too, Anonymous, because I am not fully convinced that this man is straight either.
Oh, I am.
What?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
I am.
Wait, yeah. I haven't seen the picture. Does he have a big dick?
I don't.
Do you think he was wanting validation? Did you comment?
Okay. I think he was wanting a reaction. I don't know about validation.
What was your reaction?
I think I sent a lot of emojis.
Like positive emojis?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did but you like, send any rainbow emojis?
I did like, not.
How about an eggplant emoji?
No eggplant. I feel like that's overused.
Smiley faces and like praise hands and things
like that.
Like the blown
head.
Oh, like, mind blown. Oh, wow. Oh, that's exactly what he was going for. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So here's an interesting thing for me, though, is Chip, you say that this does not happen to you. Do you think that there are different types of gays? Like, Anonymous over here, obviously we're actually friends, and he is one of the ones I was saying, like, he's gonna tell me the truth, like if my outfit sucks he would be like, oh,
that's heinous.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so he's very subtle is what I'm trying to say. But do you think that men know that you are going to tell the truth, and so they're like, oh, I need this validation, kind of like what this article was saying?
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that.
Gay men are the most honest men that I know.
Well, not all of them.
Well, maybe Chip's not, because he's not getting these pics.
I don't get them like regularly.
You're like in a directory online of likes to receive dick pics.
I'm just going through them every morning when I wake up over my coffee.
Right. You're
and
like,
responding.
Ooh, this one's good, not this one.
Sounds like a good Instagram handle.
You're like mind blown emoji or like sad emoji.
And I don't. And again, it wasn't like a. It wasn't a. I mean. It was just under the shorts, like it wasn't. But I have, so there's another instance in Los Angeles. It was also like a vendor client relationship.
Okay.
And I met this guy and he was super charming. I don't want to like give him away, so I gotta be careful here, but he like had me over for not to his house, but like to the hotel for dinner. And like, it was just, it was really nice and it felt very date-like. And then I find out that he was like under the table getting married. Yeah.
What do you mean under the table?
Well, so he was from another country.
Oh.
And so I was under the impression that the marriage was kind of
for a green card.
Right. Mm-hmm. But all these years later, they're still married and they seem to be like super happy. Now he never sent me any questionable photos, but he was so flirty, like so flirty. Like via text, via email, just
yeah.
And it, I was always
about getting your way though. Like when you flirt with people, I can't
figure it out. This is
here's a question that I'd like to pose. Like,
please do.
I surround myself. I get along better, I think, with straight women than anything.
You know,
like, I don't have a ton of gay male friends, and it's not because I don't like them. I just sort of gravitate towards women. But like, is there anything different than me flirting with a straight woman?
You don't flirt with us.
Well, it's. But like
you're giggly.
But it's but like if I wasn't your gay friend, you might be like, that guy's so flirty, you know? Like, and like if I go to the DMV and there's a woman, like I'll be flirty with her just to kind of get my way.
Really?
Not like in a she thinks I'm going to hook up with her, but like in a sweet flirty sort of way.
I would absolutely love to see you flirting with a straight woman.
But she also DMV. Knows that you're not a predator.
That's true too.
Right. I think I'm like immediately safe when I know a man's gay. Cause I'm like, hee 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 hee, make jokes. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see all the dick pics you've been sent.
Right. Okay. So what's the consensus here? Anonymous. Do you think these men are straight or gay?
I think it just depends.
No, I need a
I think some of them are gay and are having a really hard time coming to terms with it. I think some of them are probably straight and maybe that's just something that kind of gets them going. Like they would never actually follow through with it, but you know, I don't know. I honestly think it depends on the person.
Okay. I definitely have straight friends. Like they're definitely like, even when they're watching porn and it's a straight porn, like they're looking at the dude's dick.
Yeah, you know? For like, sure.
They want to see what's going on. Yeah.
Okay. But like, there's a difference between curiosity in that sense of situation and attracted to, or like, right?
Yeah, but
I guess I'm thinking of all of the straight men I know, and I'm like, okay, the last, like, if they ever, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but they're such dudes. They're like, I can't imagine them ever doing that.
I agree.
But
I mean,
maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is some secret society I don't know about.
I think it's super common. I think it's actually kind of rare.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's really only happened to me with those two individuals.
But we have that other anonymous friend that this happens to all the time.
That's true. Yeah.
And when I Googled it, it was like immediately came up and they said, no, this is the very common thing. A lot of heterosexual men are looking for validation.
Do you think there's any part of it is like, you know, I'm just trying to think of like some of my like people who are so they're like definitely straight. They're like totally comfortable in their masculinity. They're like happily married. They're hot. They know it. They're comfortable in their lives. And they might think it's really funny to send their gay friend a dick pic. Whereas if they send it to their straight friend would be like, dude, you're gay. Like that is a gay thing to do.
So, okay.
Whereas a gay would be like, that's kind of funny that you just sent me a dick pic.
And now that you mention that, I feel like when you have a gay friend, if you send each other pictures like that, like it's not at all sexual. Like it's like, I don't know. Does that ever happen to you?
No, I don't have any straight friends sending me dick pics.
No, I'm talking about like a gay
friend. Oh, gay friends. Oh yeah. But it's like,
you know what I mean?
I'm not like when I send funny photos like that to my gay friends, they're not my dick.
Oh, am I alone here?
I still feel like I have so many questions. I don't think my question got answered here.
I mean, honestly, I think it's the case of sexuality being so fluid that there's never going to be an answer.
That was deep.
So deep.
I want to know what you guys think. If you have an answer, email us at @casual@velvetsedge.com. I need some solutions here. I just need to know.
I mean, I think the important thing to remember is if anyone sends you one of those pictures,
At Casual. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of At Casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your Act Casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream Act Casual, or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at actcasual@velvetsedge.com, and always remember,
Act Casual.